Blog Talk Radio.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset. Even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart. How are you going to deal with this? What are your contentions?
Wow. Hello, hello, hello. This is Cliff McKnight. And Quantum Success, Motivision, at Leverage Me 2's Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio, tuning in for the last time in 2014. Last minute decision to come up and say, let's do a little special send out because there's still time to squeeze some juice in 2014. The intent today is to help you to prepare to be ready to go out with a bang and come in with a bang too, making 2015 your best year ever. I want to help you to start strong and finish strong, building on the greatness, the inertia you've overcome, the momentum you've developed. This is the time to really see how it is that you are where you are today. My goodness, there are so many things to talk about, so much to do, and since it's holiday time, we're going to have to squeeze in and do it in a brief moment. You can continue to tune in to our other shows, and we can expound on some of these notions and concepts, but my heartfelt concern and issue is you, to facilitate your success, to congratulate you on being here today and still standing. Yes, I know you've been through immense pressure, tremendous turmoil, obstacles that you don't even want to talk about or think about, but you're still standing. You are still standing. Let us take a look at the things you can do to move through and prepare you for your destiny. My goodness, you may say, I've been through too much already. I can't take it anymore. But I challenge you to look at yourself in the mirror. Give yourself a wink and a smile because you've learned from everything you've gone through. Now, there are some things that are particularly traumatic and trying. Remember this, that those things occurred then. You are here now. All of that is just in the past. You get to decide if you want to bring it forward into 2015 or if you want to use it to motivate you in a positive way or if you just need to leave it off, brush it off your shoulders, shake your fanny, and let it fall. Boom. 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 Take the time to really consider all of the things that brought you up to however many years you are young and realize that those years were uniquely yours. Those experiences were uniquely yours. And you can work with it to uniquely accomplish that which you are, once again, uniquely designed to do. My goodness, there are great partnerships that have established themselves. There are great relationships that you have that you may not have even remembered. You've forgotten. You've long forgotten. Take a moment and try to recall those wonderful experiences, those wonderful relationships. Begin to resonate with the vibrations that will attract them to you. Begin to nod and duck your head and get in a quiet space to pray and to recognize that you have within you the connection with the universe, with the God-given grace of love, and work through that love to all that there is left for you to accomplish and experience. Nothing that happened to you need hold you back. I pause for that statement, because I understand that some of the things that occurred over our lives, my goodness, they just were not, they certainly were not desirable. But yet we can transmute their effect. We can change the impact of the degradation or the depression or the disappointment and use it as springboards and catapults and stepping stones to a most powerful tomorrow. There are people who have gone through what you have gone through, and you are the one uniquely designed to help them to get through the next step, because you're here now. You're conscious now. You're awake now to new possibilities, to your connection with love, to your connection with resource, divine resource, for your connection in prayer. So I have a few things that I've listed on today's broadcast for you to consider and to ask yourself what you need to do. First one is to ask you, do you really have the motivation you need to succeed? When you look at your past, you have those big dreams, those great goals, and after a few weeks go by, get the life distractions and life's distractions and all those other things come into play, and they sort of move you aside. They take you off of your beam sometimes. Or you put forth that noble effort, and things don't seem to be working yet. Well, you know, if you have a divine perspective, if you are tuning in from within, if you are asking yourself first, what is your purpose in space and place? Are you a part of a divine plan? Is God's hand on you? If you can embrace that possibility, my goodness, no matter what's going on, no matter what's going on, you will be able to recognize it as simply par for your direction. And the way the divine works is even when you are blessed, you are blessing many others. Even when you are stressed to prepare to bless. Yes, if you get jiggy with it, you'll understand that even in death you have victory. Nobody can do anything to you. Your divine purpose is to hold on, to persist, to live through, to see it through, and to find that divine space where you can create greatness in others. You know, I'm going to talk to you about, do you have motivation to succeed? I'm going to ask you if you've been in a position where sometimes you feel so down that bottom looks like up. I don't know if you remember that song. I'll tell you what, it was a great song. At least the beat was great. Would you like to get some of the special ingredients and resources that you can use to catapult yourself into your highest destiny, or at least into your next greatest vision of yourself? You ready? Or do you want to get ready to go for it in 2015? Well, let's talk about these things very quickly. Let you go ahead and follow up, because the purpose of this one is to send you out of 2014 with a bang and into 2015 with a huge explosion as well, an explosion of possibility and success and practical application. Where do those things come from? How do you get them? How do you glean out of everyday experience those kinds of emotions? Am I saying that you're going to be perpetually on a high? Absolutely not. Not even the point. Matter of fact, what I'm suggesting is even your lows will contribute to your vision and your goals and your possibilities once you have tuned in correctly. You need to have them, experience them, let them move you into introspection and reflections so that you can be a blessing to others as well. So how do you get the motivation you need to succeed? Going back again, I say going back to recognize that you are part of a big picture, that you're here, you are alive today, which suggests right out of the box that your life has purpose. If it didn't, you wouldn't be here. Your life has purpose. There are certain people that can only be touched by your success. They can only be touched by your hand of care. That God prefers to work through you to accomplish certain things. And those things can be best expressed through you. I don't think anything can stop God. As a matter of fact, everything that goes on, even when we get to the ugly and the horrible, God has a way to work with it for us. He has granted us with this free will, and we have wreaked havoc on one another based on our free will. Sometimes ignorantly, sometimes maliciously. But in all times, no matter what it is, there's a way out of no way to make something good happen. Some things are so atrocious and so horrifying that we can't look past them. I know I have a difficult time. I have to even, I get in deepest prayer and deepest introspection and reflection. But I'm asking you, I'm challenging you to look to love. Look to the face in the very presence of God and use that to motivate you to be your best. When you think about what's done on your behalf, and when you think about the things that you may have done that may not have been in the best interest of others or even in your own self, to understand that you are loved beyond all of that should help you to move stronger in the midst of trial, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of discomfort. Sometimes we have to put ourselves outside of our comfort zone to reach what we want to accomplish, but it is that very stretching that helps us to grow. So you want to create that motivation? If I'm not making sense to you, call me, text me, let's talk about it further. Read a little more. Go listen to Les Brown and Tony Robbins. Go pray and listen to T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen. Whatever it is, whoever it is, whatever can float your boat, go float it. And get in touch. It's not the external, it's how you take the external and use it to reconnect with your source. Do that, you're ready to rock and roll. And then I must add most quickly that it is the execution, the action that comes behind that which will move you. You see, getting the motivation is part and parcel to saying, I know it can be. Not only do I know it can be, I know that it is intended to be. Not only is it intended to be, I know that it will be. And you see the different grades of change and the shifts that come with that. You might be able to appreciate how much influence you have over those thought products, those thought forms. James Dennis talks about, this is my very best day, no matter what's happening. This is my very best day. And sometimes the things that are occurring during this day are just not the prettiest. It's not whether or not a day is pretty or not, whether it's your best day. It is that it is the day you have. Yesterday's gone. The memories are there. Tomorrow's not here yet. There's actually no guarantee. You have today, this moment, this time. This time to implement, this time to introspect and reflect, this time to experience. So it is your very best day because it is now. Now, I'm not saying don't plan. As a matter of fact, I'm saying plan now. If you haven't already begun to plan, then now is the time to plan. If you've planned, then now is the time to implement. You got it. So now let's move to the next move, the next move, the next move. I've been down so long, bottom looks like up. If you feeling that feeling, that homie, that down and, oh boy, that feeling. And you play yourself some music, you go to the pool, you do something good for yourself, begin to reflect on that which is positive. Remember those great people, those good friends from back, years back, and just embrace. embrace the beauty that has been part of your life. Go directly to your blessings. And if you're not at all inclined, then do the hard work of seeing the lessons out of those things that, well, they don't taste too good. They certainly don't smell too good either. But that's the step. And you know, when you've had times, bad times, then you know what good times feel like. Focus and dwell on the possibilities and build on them. There's a saying that I love, if it's winter, spring can't be far behind. So if you've had hard times, it's your turn to have some blessings. This is your season. There is no other time like this time. I must confess that my good friend Mark Holland's quote resonates, though, with me. And he says, there has never been a time, nor will there ever be a time when it's not your time. Take the time to do what you need to do right now. Surround yourself with some heat and you will be on fire. Listen to the things that uplift you. Turn off that junk. It's junk. You don't need to hear the 6 o'clock news and 11 o'clock news. Between that time, you're going to hear the same thing over and over. Matter of fact, if nothing else has happened, they're going to keep it dredging it out. Then there's something else they're just going to... I don't know why they call it news. They certainly can't call it good news. So you've got to create your own. I'm going to give you the next one, but I see that there's none other. You know, this is not well advertised. I just did it last minute. But I have the magnificent and ongoing support of my elders. Dr. Mom, Dr. Mary McKnight Taylor, is in the house, and I think she may be so deep in taking notes, she may not have anything to say, but I know that that wealth of wisdom, I thought I'd just better check. Happy day, happy new year. God bless you. I love you, Dr. Mom. Hello.
Hello, and I love you right back. You know, I am busy taking notes, and I just want to call up one point that you made. I'll find it. I think it the power of now.
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying, I was trying to think of what the N and the O and the W could stand for. I'll come up with it.
Okay,
you know,
I love it. I love it. Use an acronym.
And yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
All right, I love you. And I'll tell you something. I just like to take this moment. One of the things I know, whenever you listen, and I get text, emails, phone calls, video messages, I just, posts from people
mm-hmm.
all around the world who just appreciate you. So I want you to know that we know the depth that comes with not just persisting and being alive, but being a contributor for all of your years. You have been out there as a professor, as a leader, as a community leader in church interaction, and a great friend, being of service and making a difference in the lives of so many other people. And bless you for that example. And I love you dearly.
Oh, it has been my pleasure. It has been my pleasure to do so. And
you will continue.
There have been so many rewards for me. The interactions that I've experienced, I have to look back and wonder. Who is that? Look back and wonder. And
yes.
So you're suggesting that we reflect on the past, but not stay gripped by the negatives in it, but take the lessons from the negatives. You know,
amen.
The negative lessons,
yes.
And leave the bitterness behind.
Yes, yes. Wow, you got it there, Mom. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We'll be back with you. You are immensely tremendous. Yes, Dr. Mary McKnight Taylor, of a part of the ACES program, which is soon to come, which ancestors, children, elders make up the glue and the connection that creates a better world for us all. Please take the time and the opportunity to capitalize, appreciate, magnify all of our relationships. We can still learn from our current elders, and we can certainly draw from the strength of our ancestors who have persisted through much greater challenge than we think we're experiencing. And then all of it is being done so that our future generations can not just survive but thrive. And we need to draw that. We need to take the time to reach out to them. And that in and of itself can add to our motivation, taking our eyes off of ourselves and our personal problems and looking at how we might be able to expand the possibilities for our future generations. Amen to that one. So you're asking about what special ingredients are there and resources are needed to catapult you into your highest destiny. Well, I know you all have, if again, if you're God-centered, you start off with your spiritual sources, your texts. The Bible for me, the connections that you make in places, the people that you know whose spirit and their hearts are right. You know, I will say to you that whatever you hold near and dear is what you will perpetuate. And you perpetuate for me Jesus' love, so I've worked through love. But I do know that those of you who understand love in your own way, we're kindred spirits. Doesn't matter to me where your head and your heart go in terms of the, you know, your leaders and directions. We're in a space of love. So love, you know what? I didn't expect to go in that way, but that's the way I was led. So just know that love is the key, the eternal key. And in the midst of it, blindsided, backhanded, and love doesn't come out quite directly immediately. Matter of fact, I would say it's important for us to protect ourselves, by the way. You know, but if you don't see it coming, there's not a whole lot you can do. Just try to respond in a way that helps you to appreciate that some misguided individual has caused you pain, or some circumstances behind it may have done that. You're going to certainly ensure that in any way possible, this is just Cliff, this may not be appropriate to your spiritual text, this is just, in the moment you want to ease that pain, but if you cannot now, if you cannot experience it and learn from it and grow from it and draw strength from it, but in all cases, recognize that you have a foundation of magnificent support. And you just need to open your spirit to it, open your eyes to it, and reach out for it when you need it most. You know, I think about how you're going to make 2015 the very best it can be. And I look at all the things that you're doing now, or at least I look at things that I'm doing, and I consider, how is it that I fall short? You know, many of you know that I set a goal to touch the lives of 500,900 people. Then I shifted it, because I wanted to measure it better, to create 500,900 touches, so opportunities to be the gift of a lift. So that means if I happen to reach you 10 times, that counts as 10 still. And that makes it easy to quantify. But, you know, 500,900 is a large number. That's an audacious number. That's Jack Canfield's fault. He did a session and challenged us to stretch ourselves beyond what we considered to be possible and the norm and to do something. Well, I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that by doing so, I have expanded far greater than I ever would have considered for this year. My radio show got off and running, and we've had a number of episodes going now since the onset of this vision and goal, because I knew that I could reach people around the world in one way, in some way, if it was appropriate, that one or two or 10 or 20 people, the right person at the right time would listen to it. It's free. I won't say preordained, but I will say that it's a recorded message. So it could be 5 years from now. It could be 6 months, 2 months, 2 days. But someone can still hear the message and be inspired to keep it moving, to take another step, to reach for that star. I wrote the book, If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Waves, How to Succeed in Turbulent Times, with the full intention of helping people through struggle. Had the privilege of having great spirits who shared their challenges, including loss, job loss, but more importantly, loss of a loved one, and more challenging that, and share their loss of health and loss of circumstances and business, and how they were able to touch into and how it helped or it transmuted, transformed to move them to get more insight on the possibilities of life and become greater for it. And so I endeavored to get it into more hands. At one point in the year, I gave away the Kindle version, and in the span of a few hours, over 200 copies passed on. And now we get toward the end of the year, and I got just a few more minutes, an hour or so, that it's being available for 99 cents in the Kindle version, and I even heavily discounted the paper copy 70%, because I want to get it out there. And I use it to push me to keep going until the end of the year. I have various websites. I have Facebook presence. My goodness, you've got my Blog Talk radio show. You've got Clifton McKnight on Facebook, Clifton McKnight Motivision on Facebook. If you can't calm the waters, learn to ride the waves on Facebook. We've got Duru interviews coming soon in 2015 on Facebook. For those of you who are striving to do something significant in 2015, if you're looking to learn how to invest in real estate or how to grow business and how to market, what mindset, but setting up systems, I will be having some of the greatest minds and most successful people on the show sharing their insights with you on this second radio station. So here I am in 2015 with two shows coming for you. So while I don't know yet those totals, my posts on the various sites, on the various links in my social media and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest and Instagram, when I finally tally up those numbers, I expect to be somewhere around 235,000. And that's far short, I know, but I'll tell you, I think the previous year might have been something like 20,000. I don't know if that makes a big difference to you, but you see, you get my drift. Without setting it and pushing it, I would not be anywhere near that when you begin to calculate and tabulate. And now, and if I do the numbers, then it might only turn out to be 100,000. I know it's at least 40,000 because just one social media numbers look at that number . So that doesn't even count the blogs and the other posts and the other responses and the groups we have. My presence on the different support groups that are largely on LinkedIn and Facebook, but I will tell you that my activity has been heaviest in Facebook. So I've got the group I started, Joyfully Getting From Here to There, Joyfully Getting From Here to There, to help you to move through whatever you're going through and to use it all to move you toward the vision you have of yourself, your divine space in the game. I give you all this to give you some insight as to what's possible for you. There are many people on this line that have done so much more. So many people listening to this broadcast that can give so much more. I invite you to call in and share it. Post it. Let us know about your things. Shavana Johnson, Melanie Inspires, Thomas, Shanzi Witcher, Joey Jones, Dr. Joey Jones, Cyrus Webb. My gosh, I'm beginning to see so many people do so much for so many. Mark Holland and Barbara Talley. You know, I begin to recognize, and boy, if you all haven't seen Morgan Mangana, she's got a little thing going there that's growing up into a big thing, a blog for Mogul Mommies. I mean, just tune in, do what you see is in your heart to do, and don't let go. Help somebody else succeed. Make sure that you are tuned into your spiritual source and develop yourself through the vision that you know God has for you. You cannot lose with the stuff He uses. This is Cliff McKnight saying, I love you. knock it out in 2015. If you cannot calm the waters, then learn to ride those waves. Be in touch. It means so much. I tell you, there's nothing you can't do. Have a great day.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset, even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart.